Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading today, titled Visible Traces of Jesus, was written by Marvin Williams. Scientists from a California university ran experimental molecular swab tests to identify the traits and lifestyle habits of individual cell phone users. They discovered, among other things, the soaps, lotions, shampoos, and makeup that cell phone users used, the types of foods, drinks, and medications they consumed, and the type of clothing they wore. The study allowed the researchers to create a profile of each person's lifestyle. The administrators in Babylon figuratively swabbed the prophet Daniel's life to try and find any negative traits or lifestyle habits. But he had served the empire faithfully for nearly 70 years, known to be trustworthy and neither corrupt nor negligent. In fact, the prophet was promoted by King Darius as one of three administrators over his many governors. Perhaps out of jealousy, the other officials were looking for traces of corruption in Daniel so they might be able to get rid of him. He kept his integrity intact, however, and continued to serve and pray to God as he had done before. In the end, the prophet prospered in his role. Our lives leave visible traces that point to who we are and whom we represent. Although we struggle and aren't perfect, when people around us swab our lives, may they find visible traces of integrity and devotion to Jesus as He guides us. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Daniel chapter 6, verses 1 through 10. It pleased Darius to appoint 120 satraps to rule throughout the kingdom, with three administrators over them, one of whom was Daniel. The satraps were made accountable to them so that the king might not suffer loss. Now, Daniel so distinguished himself among the administrators and the satraps by his exceptional qualities that the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. At this, the administrators and the satraps tried to find grounds for charges against Daniel in his conduct of government affairs, but they were unable to do so. They could find no corruption in him because he was trustworthy and neither corrupt nor negligent. Finally, these men said, "We will never find any basis for charges against this man Daniel, unless it has something to do with the law of his God." So, these administrators and satraps went as a group to the king and said, "May King Darius live forever. The royal administrators, prefects, satraps, advisors, and governors have all agreed that the king should issue an edict and enforce the decree that anyone who prays to any god or human being during the next 30 days, except to you, your majesty, shall be thrown into the lion's den. Now, your majesty, issue the decree and put it in writing so that it cannot be altered, in accordance with the law of the Medes and Persians, which cannot be repealed." So King Darius put the decree in writing. Now, when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. Three times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, would you please help us to represent you well in everything that we say and do today? Guide our words and our actions so that those around us can see the power of your presence in our lives. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Wes Ward, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.